Part 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 30 short conversations between two people. The conversations will not be printed in your test book. You will hear the conversations only once, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. In your test book, you will read a question about each conversation. The question will be followed by 4 answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Now let us begin part 3 with question number 51. Number 51.
Do you carry any magazines on gardening?
I'm sure we do. Anything we have will be in aisle 3 with our other publications.
I looked there and couldn't find anything. You must be sold out.
Number 52. Can you do some work for me at home on your computer?
Yes, if I have the right software.
Good. I'll give you a list of the software we use, and anything you need, we'll buy for you. Number 53.
Did you hear? Jane had a baby.
No, I didn't know. Was it a boy or a girl?
A boy, and he looks just like his father.
Number 54. I'd like to buy some furniture for an apartment I've just moved into. Can I interest you in a new bedroom suite? Not right now. What I really need is a table for the kitchen and a sofa. Number 55.
Do you know when the tour group will arrive?
They're expected at noon. Shall I call you when they get here?
Yes. I'll be in my office.
Number 56.
Where can I learn more about your health and fitness training program?
I'll have you speak with the new accounts director.
Good. I think I'd like to join your club. I really haven't taken very good care of myself.
Number 57.
Did you hear about the reception the company is having for this year's retirees?
Yes. I understand it'll be the largest retirement event we've ever had.
That's what I hear. The entire staff is invited.
Number 58.
I've been skiing in competition lately, and my skis aren't holding up well. Is there anything new out that you'd recommend?
This pair of Jetstars are state-of-the-art. They're made especially for downhill competition and can be adjusted to conditions.
A friend of mine has Jetstars. He likes them. Do you have a demo pair that I could try before I buy?
Number 59.
How will you be paying for these items?
With a credit card.
I'm sorry, we don't take credit cards, but we can take a personal check.
Number 60.
Tom, good news.
I can tell.
The meeting must have gone well.
Just as we'd hoped. We can add Cyclotrim to our list of clients. Number 61.
I need to go to your electronics section.
Electronics and sound systems are all on the third floor. You may want to take the elevator.
I'll take the stairs. I need the exercise.
Number 62.
I thought traffic was especially heavy this morning.
I thought so too. You know, I don't think it would be such a problem if the new road were finished.
You're right. The new highway will make things a lot better.
Number 63.
I'm interested in working for your company. Do you have any openings?
We happen to have one in purchasing.
I have 5 years' experience in shipping. I'd like to apply for it, if possible.
Number 64.
I need a small suitcase. Can you show me what you have in real leather?
Right over here. You have several styles.
I like that one with the combination lock, and it's the right size. Do you have it in black?
Number 65.
I'd like to ask everyone to come back here at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Are we going to go on with this discussion?
Yes, and we won't stop until we come to some conclusion.
Number 66.
How accurate are these survey figures?
They have a plus or a minus 5% margin of error. That's because of our sampling.
Of course. I suppose that explains why my figures differ from yours.
Number 67. Which room will we be using for the board meeting?
Room A. It's the largest, and we need the space for the extra people.
Okay, but we'll have to move in a video player from one of the other rooms. Room A doesn't have one. Number 68.
I'd like an aisle seat in the front of the plane, if you have one.
I'm sorry, they're all taken, except one by the bulkhead.
That's fine, if there's somewhere I can put my carry-on bag.
Number 69.
Will you be able to work overtime this weekend?
I can work Saturday, but I have plans for Sunday.
Fine. Let's plan on you working a half day Saturday, if that's all right with you.
Number 70. Harry, I need 3 more desks by next Monday. Can you ship them this week?
Sure, Sam. Are you hiring again?
Yes. 2 new hires start next week and 1 the following. Number 71.
Would you like to try on those pants?
Yes, where are the dressing rooms?
They're on the other side of the cash register, there, to your left.
Number 72.
Is our office open on President's Day?
Only for half of the day. They give us the day off to be with our families.
That's nice of you. I need to set up some meetings. I arranged to have them in one.
Number 73.
Did you hear that more than 50 people signed up for tomorrow's program?
Yes, I spoke with Martha.
Do they have enough handouts for everyone?
No. We'll need to print up some more manuals and diagrams.
Number 74.
Are you sure this figure for the amount outstanding in our loan is correct?
I went over the figures twice and got the same answer.
Well, please look at it one more time. It looks far too low to me. Number 75. According to these directions, there's a detour up ahead and we go on the local road.
You know, there is a sign a mile or so back saying we're going to be rerouted.
Our turn is coming up. I hope we won't miss it because we're off on some unmarked track. Number 76.
John, I've lost my office key. Can you let me in?
Sure. Let me finish something here, and then we'll take care of it right away. I'll only be a minute.
No hurry. It's a nice day out.
Number 77.
Did I tell you that I'll be moving in 2 weeks?
Yes. When will the movers come to pack your things?
Next Monday. I don't have much, so it should take only a few hours. Number 78. You're out of paper for the printer. Can you order some?
I called in an order yesterday. They promised it'll be here by noon.
Good. Please let me know when it comes in so I can print out my report. Number 79.
I just bought these glasses and one is chipped. I'll have to take it back.
That's too bad. You're supposed to check every one when you get them.
They're in a hurry today. It's no problem. I'm sure they'll exchange it.
Number 80.
No, I'm coffee 111.
Thanks. I'll take it in the conference room.
There's a meeting going on in there. Why don't you take it in Bill's office?
Part 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks. Each will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand and remember what is said. In your test book, you will read two or more questions about each short talk. The questions will be followed by four answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Questions 81 and 82 refer to the following promotion. Ride the twirly wheel. Only two ride coupons needed for 4 minutes of right knuckle motion. Don't miss the excitement of this new attraction. The twirly wheel. Just two coupons. Step right up. Now read question 81 in your test book and answer it. Question 82 in your test book and answer it. Questions 83 and 84 refer to the following advertisement.
Do you always feel tired? Are you overweight? Do you want to take off excess pounds? Try Quick Slim Diet Supplement. One pill before each meal will help you take weight off and keep it off. No more snacking between meals. Quick Slim, combined with regular exercise, will make you feel and look better. Quick Slim, only 3 pills a day to a happier, healthier, more slender and attractive you. The easy and safe way to take off weight.
Now read question 83 in your test book and answer it. Question 84 in your test book and answer it. Questions 85 through 87 refer to the following announcement.
Attention shoppers! A black purse has been found in the second floor women's dressing room. If you've lost a purse, please report to the manager's office on the first floor near the front entrance. I repeat, a black purse has been found in the women's dressing room located on the second floor. If you have lost your purse, please see the manager to identify and claim it.
Now read question 85 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 86 in your test book and answer it. Question 87 in your test book and answer it. Questions 88 through 90 refer to the following announcement.
Passengers on Eastways Flight 721, their attention please. Flight 721, our two-hour non-stop Miami to Bermuda service, has been delayed indefinitely due to storm conditions off Bermuda. Because of weather conditions and the short duration of the flight, your Eastways pilot has not been cleared for takeoff from Miami. Details will be announced as they become available. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Now read question 88 in your test book and answer it. Questions 91 and 92 refer to the following introduction.
Thank you for coming, ladies and gentlemen, to this, the final session in our seminar series on self-improvement. For three sessions, you have heard Dr. Lynn talk about how to improve your sense of self-esteem, how to project greater confidence, and how to avoid being manipulated by others. Today, we will tell you how to turn these lessons into money in the bank, returning to you 100 times the amount you paid for this seminar series. And now, please welcome one more time, Dr. Lynn.
Now read question 91 in your test book and answer it. Questions 93 and 94 refer to the following caution statement.
Going up, watch your step. Please step to the rear. You will stop only at the 3rd, 5th, and 7th floors. If you need to go to another floor, take the stairs down from the floor above. The stairs will be on your left as you exit. Please be careful of the doors as they close. Going up.
Now read question 93 in your test book and answer it. Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement.
The swimming pool will open in 10 minutes. Guests entering the facility should have a completed guest form and be accompanied by a club member. A program note. Beginning at 1 o'clock today, there will be a volleyball tournament. Gather your team and sign up at the games window. Winners will receive t-shirts, losers will have a good time. Check the lost and found for anything you might have left behind. We're accumulating a large number of items and would like to reduce our inventory of orphan shoes, jackets, tennis rackets, and books.
Now read question 95 in your test book and answer it. Question 96 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 97 in your test book and answer it. Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following sales message.
Hello, I'm Marjorie Gamble from Smithers Wholesale Meat Products. Because you are one of our most valued customers and one who places regular orders with Smithers, we would like to express our appreciation to you with this special offer. For a limited time only, you may purchase 5 pounds of sirloin or strip steak from our made dinner menu catalog, and we will give you 1 additional pound at no extra cost. This is choice grade A sirloin or strip steak, not an inferior grade. This offer is only for our preferred customers for a limited time. Because of limited supplies, there is a maximum of 4 packages per customer. Can I place your order now for this special?
Now read question 98 in your test book and answer it.
question 99 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 100 in your test book and answer it. This is the end of the listening comprehension portion of the test. Turn to part 5 in your test book.